Trump torches globalist elites, politicians in first 100 days speech. By Nick Gilbertson on April 29, 2025. President Donald Trump struck his trademark populist tone on Tuesday during his first 100 days speech, calling out globalist elites and politicians for bleeding America dry. Trump hammered the sick political class before a crowd in Macomb County, Michigan. "We're taking back our country from a sick political class that got rich selling America out and bleeding America dry. We don't let that happen anymore," Trump said. "After years of leaders who sent your money to defend the borders of distant foreign nations, that's what we did. We'd fight for other nations, but not for ourselves. You finally have a president who is defending our borders and our nation," he went on to add. He then appealed to workers in Detroit, who have seen manufacturing jobs outsourced to China and other nations with cheap labor over recent decades. "After decades of politicians who destroyed Detroit to build up Beijing, you finally have a champion for workers in the White House. And instead of putting China first, I'm putting Michigan first, and I'm putting America first," Trump said. A critical component of Trump's 2024 campaign was union workers, especially in states like Michigan and counties like Macomb and others that are part of the Detroit metro area. Trump has enacted tariffs, cut regulations, revoked the Biden-era electric vehicle mandate, and is poised to cut taxes as he looks to bring a resurgence of American manufacturing and restore industry. He said at the top of his remarks that there will be an influx of auto jobs in the Wolverine state. "I love this state, and a lot of auto jobs coming. Watch what's happening," Trump said. "The companies are coming in by the tens. They all want to come back to Michigan and build cars again. You know why? Because of our tax and tariff policy. They're coming from all over the world. They're coming up and they're opening up plants, and they're talking to us all day and all night," he added.